A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I say this to you who are listening, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who treat you badly. To the man who slaps you on one cheek, present the other cheek too. To the man who takes your cloak from you, do not refuse your tunic. Give to everyone who asks you, and do not ask for your property back from the man who robbed you. Treat others as you would like them to treat you. If you love those who love you, what thanks can you expect? Even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what thanks can you expect? For even sinners do that much. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what thanks can you expect? Even sinners lend to sinners to get back the same amount. Instead, love your enemies and do good. And lend without any hope or return. You will have a great reward. You will be sons of the Most High. For he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be compassionate as your Father is compassionate. Do not judge. You will not be judged yourself. Do not condemn. You will not be condemned yourself. Grant pardon, and you will be pardoned. Give, and there will be gifts for you. A full measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap, because the amount you measure out is the amount you will give him back. The Gospel of the Lord. Recently, there's been a great deal of writing on the fall of the Roman Empire. It's a matter of interest for we people. We see a sort of restoration of the Roman Empire in the European community. And also many of the same problems, the same difficulties. Empires have boundaries, they reach limits, and they fall. And though this European community may pride itself on being a democracy rather than an empire, there's still the same problems. We reach a limit. Outside the limit, there is opposition. There is potential enemies. We're worried now about the business of Russia and Ukraine. There's always been that fear of what's over the boundary. One interesting book in the fall of the Roman Empire by Peter Heather was succeeded by a second book he wrote called The Restoration of Rome. And the theme of the second book is how Rome revived in a very different way, what we would call early Christendom, Christianity. The interesting thing is that the restored Rome, if that's a fair way of seeing it, went beyond the boundaries of the old empire. The old empire had limits. And discussing the destruction of Rome, the end of Rome itself, goes with a discussion of why it had limits. One very simple reason for limits was Rome reached the point where it invaded, gained control of all the areas that were worth invading, worth controlling. Archaeology shows that beyond the limits of the empire, the German tribes were simply too poor to invade. They didn't have the structure. It wasn't worthwhile. Not just greed. Invasions cost money. You need a certain amount of structure to be able to invade, to pay for it. And we saw that in World War II. It was easier to invade France, which was a rich country, than the Soviet Union, which was a poor country. The Soviet Union lacked the infrastructure for the German armies to advance and feed themselves and establish themselves. That's empire, that's power. Christianity, on the other hand, had no such limitations because it wasn't going out to exploit, it was going out to convert, to offer mercy. And that's the key to all Christian expansion, the desire to forgive sins, to share mercy, to give mercy. Today in the Gospel, Christ is saying that mercy is not just a sacramental thing, it's not just what happens in confession. Mercy is what Christians should live by. Mercy of its nature is expansive. It reaches out. That's why the Christendom that developed after the fall of the Roman Empire, far from perfect, far from being free from human greed, human selfishness, but still motivated by a desire to share God's mercy, was able to spread beyond boundaries. It was unlimited. kept going till it was stopped. Generally speaking, it was stopped by violence, by opposition, normally by tribes coming in, the whole history of the great drive from the east into the west. Yet those tribes themselves were converted. Those tribes themselves were given mercy. Mercy expands beyond the boundaries. Mercy is not limited by human greed, human self-interest. Mercy is not afraid to go out. Mercy, in effect, reaches out. In the same way, the gospel ends with that idea, overflowing. There will be gifts for you, a full measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. Of course, this is stay in your lap. The measure falls out of your lap onto the ground. The seed falls out of the ground and grows. That's why the solution to all our fears of the other, of the foreigner, of the things beyond the borders and the barriers, will always be based on the desire to forgive. The Church's purpose. The Church shows mercy, not by redefining sin, but by showing that sin can be forgiven in Christ. It expands, it reaches out to the ends of the earth.